You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Yo, what's good, man? I'm back at it again with my man,
DeAndre,
and Masenko.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about pride. How you guys feel about pride?
You going to start with me, nigga?
Yeah, right. You. Let me hear it.
What I feel about pride, I feel like it's a good and bad thing. You know what I mean? It's always a good thing to have confidence, you feel me, to acknowledge your own accomplishments, you know what I mean? To give yourself that self-worth and stuff. But at the same time, it's also a bad thing because, you know, if somebody's trying to help you out and you feel like, even though I'm down bad, I can't ask for permission for help or accept permission for help. That can really fuck you up.
That's 100%. Facts, because I know that as a man, we most of the time, a lot of us deal with toxic masculinity and not being able to be open about our feelings or being vulnerable. That creates pride. Like, I know motherfuckers hey bro, I was homeless living in my car for like 2 years, and it's like, bro, why didn't you just come tell me that? You could have lived with me. Oh bro, it was my pride. Or how many men let their woman, or like how many men hurt their woman based off the pride, like, oh, all my boys is out there being players. I'm trying to be like that. But it's like, bro, it's okay to just love your woman. And it's like, bro, it's okay to just be open about how you feel. And it's okay to ask for help. Like, how many people or how many cases and statistics are there where people commit suicide because they couldn't be open about their feelings or tell anybody what they're going through, because apparently being vulnerable is weak and people take advantage of weakness.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like I'm pretty prideful with my stuff. I'm always like, no, I got it all the time. Anytime anyone is like, oh, can I help you with this? I'm like, no, I got it. It's fine. I really don't try to make it a big deal. But it's really, like, the only reason why I do that is because, like, I don't want to hear no one be like, oh, you couldn't do this shit by yourself.
Honestly, yeah, I agree with that. But it's like, shit, why not turn it around and be like, shit, I'm not afraid to ask for help. Like, I used to be the same exact way where I wouldn't ask too many questions because I didn't want... In my head, I never had it happen, but in my head, I'd be like, damn, I want motherfuckers to be like, damn, nigga, you don't know what you're talking about? Damn, why are you asking me this question? So it's like, if I don't know what I'm talking about, I'd be like, nah, don't. Educate me. So it's like, why be prideful when it's so easy to just open the door and be like, nah, bro, like, what's up?
Sometimes, man, you really got to understand that that's like the confidence killers, low-key. You know what I mean? And, you know, as a man, whether you can talk about it like
pride.
You can talk about toxic masculinity all you want, but like, you know, we try to protect our confidence as much as possible. You know what I mean? Because our confidence is what gets a lot of things done. So when that's compromised, you know, it puts us in a bad situation, a bad place. You know what I mean? In our mind, we're just like, fuck, like, damn, I'm down bad, but fuck, like, I can't ask this nigga fucking for help. This nigga's gonna fucking think I'm weak. You know what I mean? This nigga's gonna tear me down. And 9 times out of 10, that's usually what, like, the situation is. It's never anything fucking positive, you know? And it's hard to ask a person to really swallow their pride off of bad situations, you know? Especially situations that make them feel uncomfortable, you know, or make them, like, insecure or, you know, question anything, you know?
Yeah.
So. You ever been in a situation where you were... tired of swallowing your pride?
Like, tired of swallowing my pride? I mean, low-key, Well, that's like the opposite of pride. That's like having a backbone, but...
Nah. Like, what he means is, have you ever been in a situation where... Like, for example, it could be a situation where, like, you could be in a relationship and she's like, yo, Steve, if you don't tell me how you feel right now, I'm leaving. And you sitting there like, boom, you break down. Or it could even be a situation where you just have so much balled up anger, or you just feel like you're overwhelmed with everything. And then Dre go like, yo, Steve, like, what's good? And then you, boom, you pour out just to, like, relieve the pressure of, oh, no, I'm a man. I don't go through nothing. And everything I go through, I handle. Because it's like, in reality.
Yeah. Okay. If you speaking like that, then yeah. There's plenty of situations where, you know what I mean, that might be the case. And you know what? Low-key, I kind of hate that it's like that. I hate the fact that, you know what I mean, even as, like, an adult, as a young man, I gotta, like, you know, hold back emotions or feelings or some shit like that. Or, you know what I mean, really think about, like, fuck, I'm a man, nigga. I can't say this shit. I can't do this. I can't. And that fucks with me. That fucks with anybody, like, mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes I'll be like, fuck, this shit ain't fair, bro. Like, for real, I can be going through fucking the most fucking turmoil in the history of fucking whatever. You know what I mean? And I'm out here trapped in a box, but I ain't asking nobody for help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because why? Because I'm too prideful or too ashamed to do something. You know, and I feel like that really fucks people up. When you are in a bad place and you are too prideful or too ashamed to ask for help or try to.
But it's like, it's so fucked up that the society we lived in shows and teaches everybody that being open is weakness. And it's something that is instilled in all of us at a young age. Yo, man, you fail. Don't cry. You don't cry.
Yeah.
Hey, dad, like, nigga, handle it yourself. Fight. And it's like, okay, now it's like we're taught if we have an altercation with somebody, the only thing we know how to do is fight. When in reality, your dad didn't teach you, hey, son, if you have an altercation with somebody, maybe you should talk it out. Because for some reason, leveling with somebody and talking it out is weak.
It's all this thing's pussy.
Exactly.
You don't want to fight.
You don't want to fight. You're a bitch. Why?
It's sad.
I don't know. I don't know if it is like about pride and honor go hand in hand, but like sometimes like they kind of mix together. You know what I mean? Like the whole pride and honor thing. We do value honor. Like, a lot of people do value honor. There's a lot of people out there that don't value honor. But, when you talk about honor, you also talk about pride itself. You know? And what is being honorable to you, Dwayne? Like, you know, in your opinion. What is someone who is honorable? Like, someone who shares honorable characteristics?
For me, personally, for somebody to be considered honorable is be a man of your fucking word. Nothing else matters, but if Steve say, yo, I'm going to be there at 3, he here. I'm going to slide and we're going to bring food. We do. Hey, we going to meet up and do this. He do. Hey, Wayne, don't worry. I got you. He got me. Hey, Dre, them bills you need, I got you. You got me. There's nothing more solid than the man who says what he is going to do. That's the only thing I ever look for. If you bout what you say you bout, that's rock solid. Because a lot of niggas would be like, Dre, I got you, my nigga. Fuck this nigga, Dre.
Yeah.
And you like, this nigga hella weird, bro. And it's like, I don't know what it is, but I got real, real good at reading a vibe. Like, you ever just be around somebody and, like, you just sitting there, you just quiet, you just reading the room, and you just, like, seeing all the dudes just sitting there, and you sitting there like, these niggas funny.
Like, what are you niggas doing right now?
Like, what y'all doing? Like, and it's like, being honorable is, for one, keeping it stitch. whatever we go through, whatever happened is between us. Whatever I tell you, I should not have to be like, yo, don't say shit. If I'm telling you something and it's just us three while I'm telling you, somebody outside of us three should not know about it. And that's just how it should be. If Dre's like, yo, whoop-de-whoop, whoop-whoop-whoop-whoop, it shouldn't be like, yo, Steve, why blah, 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 tell me that you told him that. And it's like, my nigga, you really running your mouth like that? It's like, I feel like we get fucked up in the toxic masculinity, but at the same time, I do feel like as a man, there's certain qualities that you should have as a man. Being rock solid.
I feel like this is a human being, not even just
well,
like
shit. A man. Yeah, as a human being, being about your word, being open about anything and everything. If you feel a certain way about something, you as a person shouldn't always feel the need to worry about, damn, if I say this, how's he gonna feel? If you feel like that in that moment, speak on it. Being cutthroat honest is the easiest shit. Hurt me with the truth, then cuddle me with a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's just like the most rock solid characteristics you can have.
It's like, it's just somebody with code.
Somebody that lives by a code.
Somebody who just lives by a code. And you know, like you were saying, honor and then pride. I think sometimes pride is kind of within that code. You know,
code.
It is in that code.
Live by the code, die by the code.
Live by the code, die by the code, bro.
But how do you guys feel about, is it code switching?
Hmm? Code switching? Okay.
How do you guys feel about that? So, is it code switching or is it something else? Code switching?
No, it's called code switching. So I'll catch myself code switching, like
every day.
I catch myself code switching like at work, or like you'll catch yourself code switching when you get pulled over by a cop, and what that means is you adapting to your environment to better fit in. So that's like a cop pulling me over, and obviously y'all know how I talk. Obviously, if I'm with a cop, I'm like, hey, how you doing, sir? Yes, my name's Dwayne. You need anything?
Yeah.
And it's just me, boop, appealing on his level. But it's like if I'm with my boys, I'm like, yo, what's happening? Hey, what's good? What's happening with you? What? And it's like, I'm just with my guys. Yeah. And it's like, I'm with my grandma. I'm like, hey, what's up? Okay, I got you. You need me to do that? You need me to do this? And it's just you just adapting to every environment. Look. Oh, no, go ahead.
All I was about to say is that staying solid, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, switching it up for different people. You're switching the way how you treat other people because of that's the environment that they have. You're acting different, like, I'm not going to talk to my mom the same way I talk to you, correct?
Because the respect I have for my mother is different from the respect I got for my boys is different from the respect I have around my grandma. If I'm with my mom, I'm like, mom, you know what the fuck just happened? Oh my God, son, what happened? If I'm with my grandma, I'll be like, nah, you know what just happened today? Obviously, I'm not going to cuss around my grandma hella reckless. Mm-hmm. I'm not code switching. I'm being respectful for her. Yeah. If I'm with my boys, I'm gonna be like, hey guys, guess what? Y'all not my grandma, nigga. What's happening? You know what the fuck just happened today? And it's like, obviously my mom's gonna be like, Dwayne, what's going on? No, my mom knows good. My grandma should be like, ah, that's just Dwayne.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing though. I feel like if a person was like just the same person, you know, like that just speaks the same way to everybody.
Feel like you got something to hide.
You got something to hide, or you just
why are you the same way at all times? That means that you sitting there thinking about way too much how you acting in that moment. I'd be like, why is this nigga Dre just the same at all times?
That's
something serial killer about monotone niggas. And then, I mean, look, code switching could relate to, like, shit, your name. Like, how people say your name will depict the relationship they have with you. Like, if somebody's like, yo, DeAndre, you're going to be like, oh, that's my brother. Or somebody's like, yo, Dre, instantly, you just know the connection you have with them, like, oh, that's my coworker. Like, it's not you switching. That's just the relationship you have with those people.
Yeah.
Like, how I am with y'all, I'm not going to be with strangers. And I'm not code switching. I don't know them.
Yeah.
I don't know how I should be around them to make the flow go. You feel me? How I am with y'all, I would not be in an interview with two big bosses. I'm not code switching. It's just a different environment and a different conversation. Exactly.
No, I understand. Like, that's actually really, like, completely rational and in like a, you know, very understandable response. Like, you know, like, yeah, I wouldn't expect you to do that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't expect you to talk to me the same way you talk to your mother, your grandma, or anything like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Nah, y'all good.
I'm just like, I don't know. Sometimes code switching feels kind of, it feels like you're trying. Well, it shouldn't ever feel like you're trying too hard, because once you're code switching that way, you're kind of just being fake. It's like, oh, I'm thinking about how I need to talk to this person. I'm thinking hella hard. Like, I can't say this around this person. I can't say that around this person. So it's like, I'm on purpose changing the way how.
So wait, so what's your take on it?
That's my take. I'm saying if code switching is fine, mm-hmm. if it's natural. So like, it's like, I know my mom.
So what would be unnatural?
When it's like, there's someone that I don't really like over there, but I'm gonna talk to them nicely, but I really don't fuck with them.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, like, how do you feel about saying the N-word around certain people? That might be code switching.
Okay,
like,
honestly, yes. I say, when I'm around black people, I say nigga a lot. Okay.
Yeah, they my people.
I, my friend, I say nigga a lot. When I'm around my friends, it's whatever. But when I'm around white people, I don't say it.
Why?
I don't say it because it's a whole thing. Why?
When it doesn't even offend them, and that's so crazy. Why
it does offend them?
How the fuck?
How?
See,
look. So look.
Because
so
it's being ashamed,
bro.
No, hey. What are you ashamed of?
I'm not being ashamed. I just don't do it because I don't want it to be like a thing. Like, I try to stay away from, like, talking about stuff like that. Because they're going to be like, oh, we're talking about race. Why do you keep saying this shit?
That's some crazy shit. Bro.
I dodge the situation completely by not saying it.
That is literally some crazy shit. I remember I said nigga when I was, like, fucking 12 or 13 or some shit, right? And then some white lady was like, oh, I'm offended that you said fucking say that. And I was like, looking at myself, I looked at her and I was looking at my skin. I was just like, what?
But look though, it's because why does talk about race make white people so uncomfortable? It's because their privilege is shown and they don't like to be reminded of it.
I'm just saying straight up, how the fuck do you have the audacity to get offended off of something that does not relate to you? Like, I mean, yes, you're the person who was like, oh man, I felt guilty about doing blah blah blah, you know what I mean, slavery, yada yada yada, but it's like, how the fuck are you offended about about a term that is derogatory toward my people?
Okay, so look, my bad. Damn, my throat hella dry. So look, because I really want to touch base on that. So I'm not gonna say his name, but I'm gonna just say shouts out to my man Big Columbia. He know who he is if he listened to my podcast. But this dude, he's a white guy. He's my boy though. He calls me and he says, hey Dwayne, I listen to your podcast. I love it, but my suggestion is you say the N-word too much. Okay. And I sat there, I said, bro, I'm a black man. You're listening to a black podcast, so that's what you're gonna hear as I'm on the podcast. And then he goes, oh no, nah, man, I'm just saying if you want to appeal to a bigger audience. I said, if my black ass is gonna say nigga on my podcast, that's the audience that I'm trying to appeal to. I'm not gonna put myself in the egg to appeal to what? To appeal to who? Like, if you fuck with me, you gonna fuck with me. I'm gonna have white folks that's gonna fuck with the vibe. I'm gonna have Latin, Asian, whatever. And if you offended by what you're listening to on my podcast, I'm like, bro, me saying the N-word, I'm like, how is it a word that was created by white people to be derogatory towards black people, and then we turned it around to make it a new slang word? Just like how women say bitch, hoe, and slut, how it's not those slangy terms that they used to be. It's a way to show endearment. It's how we as black men show it towards each other. How can you tell me not to say it? And he was like, oh, well, I just, and I'm like, a lot of people don't realize that nigga was really the word that ends in ER, but in the South, they wasn't able to pronounce their ERs, so they was just saying niggas. And then we just used it to just show endearment for our boys. So it's like, how can you as a white person get offended?
They can't.
This because of
being they don't ashamed. Have the right to.
They can't no, say no. Shit. They can't say. They feel like they can't say it, so it's like a whole thing. That's why I don't say it. And also, I don't say it because comfortability. I'm not very comfortable around people that I can't be 100% around, so I'm not going to say shit like that.
Honestly, like, yeah. For me, I won't say it at the workplace. I won't say it at my job. Like, if I'm with my boys, I'm going to say it to them. But if I'm, like, with my managers, no. Not at all. We not that cool. Not that cool. I'm not even going to fake like I am.
Man, I just feel like any if it's 2021 and anybody's getting fucking offended that is non-black, right, about anybody saying the word nigga.
Stay your bitch ass in the house.
Oh, yeah. Like, y'all need to fucking really relax about that bullshit. Miss me with that fucking bullshit.
And then they jump in your conversation. Excuse me? Hey, you're offending me?
Like, nah, bro.
Karen, like, what?
Like, nah.
How do you guys feel about non-black people saying that?
I don't. Personally, I don't like it. You know why I don't like it? Right. It's not because they're not black saying it. It's because when they say it, I just do this. It's an instinct. Like, why are you saying it? Like, when I hear a little young Asian boy say it, or when I hear a little young Latin boy say it, it's like, I understand that, like, I don't like it.
I'll kind of agree with you, but I kind of won't.
Why?
Okay, so my thing is that when I hear somebody else of a different race saying the word nigga, the only reason why I don't really say like or feel any type of way is because I kind of feel internally that there's no root or history rooted to that word being.
There is. It's our word.
No, I'm saying is that like this.
It's not coming from a place of malice when they're saying it.
Yeah, if an Asian person says nigga or says it to me and I'm a nigga, I'm gonna be like, well, how big of an impact does that really have? Like, you never enslaved my people. If a fucking Mexican person says the same shit, I'm not gonna be like, well, how big of an impact does it have? Did you really enslave my people? You know what I mean?
That's okay. Okay, so if you're saying it in a way of who would say it, and I would take it the worst, of course the people that enslaved our people. Yes. And then I would think about it in a way like, shoot, you grow up in the hood, all you're going to see is Mexican people, Asian people, indigenous people. Like, that's all you're going to grow up with. Like, they're going to be your folks people. From the jump.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it's like, shit, bro. I feel like if you white and you feel like you should be entitled to say that, it's a problem. Like, I done grew up with white boys from, like, the hood old days. They won't even say it. They just, it's not even out of a respect thing or nothing. They just like, bro, why would I say that? And it's like, you got to be self-conscious. And it's like, white folks that get upset. And it's like, you sitting there like, why are you so triggered by what my vocabulary is? I feel like you say this word a lot. or I feel like you must be racist.
It's like, why you tripping off a word that you made? Like, we didn't fucking make this word.
Yeah, and now it's ours, and we using it as a joke. And now when y'all say it to us, we just laugh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's shaming them. That's the only way they would ever get offended. Hey. You know goddamn well, your daughters, you telling them to not date the brothers. Let's keep it a whole bean.
Date them niggas.
Everybody that get offended by the N-word, I'm 100,000%. They are telling their kids, stay away from them. Regardless on how cool. You know
what hurts more?
What? That Boondock song, Uncle Ruckus.
Oh, don't touch
them new niggas over there.
Oh, my God.
Niggas with the fingers on the chickens.
Uncle Ruckus, no relation.
This nigga is hilarious.
The Boondocks is a very good show.
Very good, very educational.
It's honestly top three.
Top three what?
Like adult cartoon type shows.
What's your fucking top one?
It's like in the thing of top three, like the top three shows, it's like in there.
Fucking Black Dynamite go crazy.
Black Dynamite was hella funny.
Hella Sweet. Fucking hilarious.
That nigga said.
He said, I'm about to fuck the 11 herbs and spices out of the girl.
That nigga said,
she was screaming all, oh my God.
That shit was hella good. Fuck, now y'all just made. What the fuck was we just talking about?
We was talking about the N-word, bro. Oh, my God.
These dudes start singing about Uncle Ruckus and shit.
Yeah.
Hell no, bro. It's our word. So, I mean, shit, I got Asian partner, but it's like shit, bro. It's like when it's, damn, I'm about to sound hella contradictive, but it's like, I grew up with Asians and Mexican people and Black people my whole life. It's like we'll all be in a group and I'm not looking at, damn, it's two Asian dudes, it's a Mexican dude and my two Black dudes. I'm looking at, yo, it's the partners right now. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's saying it, I'll just be sitting there like not even thinking about it. Yeah. But if fucking Cameron come in, he's like, yo, what's up, niggas? I'm feeling like, yo, you know that's not
cool. But you know why you feel that way? It's because the people that you were around, that you saw, that you grew up with, came from the same similar circumstances. So it's like how you felt and what you did, what you've been through, was similar to the same person of what how they felt and how they've been through and what they grew up in.
That's exactly.
So it's like a homie pass.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why you probably don't really give a crap about. You know what I mean? If you see the oh yeah, this person say nigga, but it's like, bro, you know what I mean?
It's like, bro, that's my bro.
You came from the same circumstances as me. You know what I mean? I've seen you, you know, we grew up together.
That's why when my Mexican homie said, I'm like, damn, y'all people was oppressed by America too. And y'all was enslaved too. And y'all trying to come over here and immigrate for a better life. You got to respect it. But it's the same exact thing with Asian people. They was enslaved. They was killed by their own people. And they came over here to start a new life. So it's like, why not show, like, love and cadence to people who went through the same shit you went through? And it's like, the N-word, like, when white folks get offended by it, it's like, I just look at them like, shut the fuck up. Obviously, when I'm out in public just by myself or, like, with the bros. But it's like, at work, nah, I probably won't say it. Or, like, to a customer.
Obviously, that's professional.
Obviously, yeah, no.
That's professional. No. I just don't say it around people like that because it's like, I don't know. I don't feel the need to say it. I honestly don't say it as much anyway.
I mean, you shouldn't say it if it's going to compromise your bag, bro. Like, if you out here in the job and you be trying to be professional and you saying something that's going to compromise the bag, that's a bad look.
Honestly.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm not even saying, like, oh, you should switch up the code or anything like that. But I'm saying is, like, if you're doing something in jeopardy of the bag, always remember to stay professional. Never just fucking just...
Like, see, I code switch like a motherfucker when I'm at work.
Yeah.
Like, at work, boy, I'm damn near a Boy Scout leader.
But you doing it because you're trying to, you know what I mean?
I'm doing it because I have a certain image I have to keep up. Like, shit, I'm sure when you flogged up, you a whole different Steve.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure when your sergeants and everybody is around you, you got a whole different vocabulary, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole thing of, like, yeah, knowing where I'm at, you know what I mean? And also,
it's just adapting to your environment.
Yeah.
Like, Dre right here, right now, if he was at work with all his people that work under him, I'm sure he would have a different kind of not so chill and laid back how he is right now. And is he code switching? No, it's just, this is my environment, time to adapt.
Yeah.
Like I take code switching like so smoothly as like, nigga, would you call you wearing a jacket in the snow code switching? No. Why, nigga? When you left the house, you was wearing a shirt, but now you in the snow, you wearing a jacket?
You fake.
Nah, bro. I'm not fake, bro. Bro, it's cold. It's cold. Nah, nigga. It wasn't cold at home, nigga.
Take your jacket off.
Bro, I'm in a different place. You know I gotta change. It's literally the same thing.
Yeah. It's literally the same thing. It's like, nigga, yeah. Adapt to your motherfucking environment.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That was good.
Man, that was good, man. That was actually excellent.
Nice. And I'm out of here with my mans.
DeAndre, see you later.
It's Masenko, I see you.
And yeah, man. Code switching. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Peace. Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.